Come on, Caillou. Mommy's waiting for us to fix lunch.
Caillou didn't know it yet, but the empty lot was about to turn into something new.
Look, Daddy. I want to bring it home to Mommy.
That's a great idea, Caillou. She would love that.
Here, Mommy. It's for you.
Caillou found it on the vacant lot at the end of the street.
Thank you, Caillou. It's lovely. Mr. Hinkle mentioned that the lot was sold, and they're going to start building today.
Really? Do you know what that means, Caillou? Tractors! Maybe we can go and see them in action.
Yay! When can we go see the tractors?
We'll go and see if they're there after lunch, okay?
The tractors will be there to build a new house, Caillou. We're going to have new neighbors.
That's a big tractor.
Caillou loved watching the tractor digging up the lot. He couldn't wait to go and see the construction site again.
Beep, beep. Look out, I'm backing up. Vroom.
Come on, Caillou. We're going to the park.
Let's go.
Can we walk by the tractors, Mommy?
Oh, I don't see why not. We've been there almost every day this week.
As the days went by, there was so much neat stuff to see. Tractors, cement trucks, and construction workers hammering away. The Caillou forgot all about the new neighbors. Until one day, when they saw a family moving in.
Mommy, the new people are moving in. I saw someone in the window. Will the new boy want to play at the park with me, Mommy?
What new boy, Caillou?
The boy in the window at the new house.
I didn't realize they had a boy. Maybe we should go and meet our new neighbors. Hi. We thought we'd stop by and welcome you to the neighborhood. I made you a little something.
That's very kind of you. I think the boys are out back. I'm sure they'd love to meet you.
Caillou was excited about making a new friend, but when he saw the boy, he suddenly felt a little shy.
Hi, I saw you walk by with your mom. I'm Jason. What's your name?
Caillou.
Can you throw like this, Caillou?
Hey, Jason, you're not allowed to do that. I'm telling. Mom!
That's my twin brother, Jeffrey. He's a tattletale.
Look, Mommy! I have two new friends! Jeffrey, let's go swing!
I'm Jason. Jeffrey's over there.
Sorry.
It's okay. We're used to it. Come on!
Any luck?
No sign of him.
Oh, this could be serious.
Wait a minute.
What?
To get out of the garden, he'd have to open the gate.
Good thinking. The gate.
Come on. Oh, look. Here he is, safe and sound.
Oh, I'm so glad we found him. How does he sleep like that?
Oh, who knows? But we cats are very particular about how we nap, and this seems like a perfect place.
A nap does sound good after all that running around. Oh, and when Rexy wakes up, I'm going to tell him that you've got to explore a neighborhood with someone who knows the way.
Oh, good thinking.
And I'll show him that picture of the dinosaur that I found in that book. But I think right now, I'm just gonna...
I love my neighborhood!
Teddy, why do you exercise like that?
Oh, to try to keep young.
Well, aren't you still a young bear?
Oh, well, of course, but not quite as young as I used to be. Oh, dear.
What's wrong?
I seem to have...
What?
Teddy, great cadoodles, you're falling out!